Welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Budget Workshop Number Two, Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. And it's now 6:44. So our first budget presentation is from the Recreation Department, and we would like to introduce Stephanie Crane.
There's actually nothing crazy in my budget this year. Jim and I had a goal to get the Recreation Department to be self-sufficient. So that's what I have done with this budget. I have not requesting any money this year. And then as our discussion last year, if it ends up needing money towards the end of the year, it'll get dipped in from the recreation fund. But yeah, nothing needed from town. But I don't know if anyone wants to ask questions.
How does your overall budget compare to last year?
That's a good question. I don't have the last year's one on hand. I want to say it was 180,000, and this year it's 185. But that simply probably just have to do with the minimum wage going up and the recreation director salaries are.
Thank you.
I have just one quick question. On the budget workshop form, the under category interagency purchased, is that supposed to be interagency, or what does that word mean? Under category interagency purchased services?
Interagency?
Was that? I'm not sure. I didn't change that. So I don't know if that was something that I was meant to change. I just put in the number.
Yeah, you didn't create a finance department.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a charge code or billing code underneath the finance department that's misspelled or missed?
Okay.
I think it's.
But do you think it's supposed to be an interagency?
Okay.
I don't know what's normal in that.
It's
somewhere along the line, a couple years ago, there was a charge under that.
I will get clarification on that.
Okay.
I think you're accurate. Good catch. I didn't even see that.
And so depending on the accounting code, it's on the fire commission's 55900, and it's proficiency fund is what it's on the fire commission's sheet as.
Yeah, it would not. We wouldn't have a proficiency fund here.
Can you explain to me again what you just said?
I just went over the fire commission budget summary sheet. And it had the same accounting code, 55.
Oh, I see. Oh.
As proficiency fund.
Okay.
Is there any more questions, comments for Stephen?
I just want to say I'm impressed that it nets out to zero. So appreciate the level of detail here as well.
I second that.
They have an account that there's been money put in over the years that earns enough to keep them all surviving on their own, which is very exciting.
Yeah,
because
if we dipped into it last year, even though we proposed to do that,
right. I don't know that we did.
We did?
I don't know if we did.
Yeah,
either.
I didn't get any information.
It's called the Recreation Round Fund. We had proposed a small amount coming out of the Recreation Round Fund, but I don't know at the end of the year if we had to use it at all.
I try when I'm making like the decisions on the budget for my programs that the revenue meets or exceeds the expenditures so that we're not, jumping into them.
Good job.
Thanks.
Okay. I think that clears Stephanie. Thank you very much. Next is the fire commission.
Sorry.
I didn't really know.
That's okay.
I'm Deputy Chief Matt Ferreira. I'm going to yield to Bruce Dixon for the report.
Welcome, Bruce.
Good evening, and welcome Dave and Bryce to the table. Haven't met you yet. Hope that happens soon.
Thank you.
Deputy Chief will probably talk to you about a tour of the firehouse coming up.
Hopefully not, because you have to visit our houses, though.
Well,
that'll be great.
That's a fact. We agree with that statement. Yes. Any questions right off the bat on the budget? There's not too many changes on here. One change really follows the direction of Mrs. Marion last year. So
Which was what, Bruce? Would you remind me?
Sure, I will. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Number of transfers that were done last year from the fire department. I
Oh,
think you
yeah.
remember that in
Yep.
the
Yeah.
fire security, maintenance, and supply. Brace, that would be 54302. Last year, we had five transfers, which totaled to $10,900 because of the increase of maintenance cost, labor cost, and parts. And that's to repair equipment, mobile equipment that's on the road. The other increase we have this year is same for the last 13 years that I've been chief, would be 3% increase for payroll and proficiency fund. So a total of looking at about 5% increase this year.
There's nowhere to reduce the budget, huh?
We can
I
drop
have
back.
to ask Bruce.
No, please. That's why it's always good, rapport back and forth with you, Rodney. It's excellent. Thank you very much. But when we take and do these transfers away from medical equipment, regular repairs,
Right.
equipment, new equipment purchases, communications, and payroll, we take away from each of those to put into this particular field, repair or fire security and maintenance supply. It robs from those other areas, which are really key to our operation. Over the last year, Gwen, I appreciate your coughing. I don't appreciate your coughing. I understand it. Because of health concerns, I'm not there tonight. Deputy is there, and he's been handling operations since last January for me. And he can feel the difference, when we take away from some of these fields, what we're hurting for.
Chief, I know in years past we've had conversations about, your line officers receive stipends, and in the past you've said if you don't fill all those positions and that payroll doesn't get used, that will go back to the town. I assume that that's still your stance.
Yeah, some of that, Jim, we have passed on. Like last year, Ms. Marion asked about transfers. We had to take some of that payroll money and put it into that particular account for repairs on apparatus. Other than that, Jim, I still follow through and we'll turn that back to the town if it's not used in another area. Yes.
There any other
God
questions or
bless you.
comments? No. Okay. Not this time. David? Bryce?
No.
Okay.
Not me.
And
Thank
when
you.
you're all set,
Yep.
you nearly got that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
All right. I think
Hi,
we're
this
good
is a
for now.
recording clerk. Could I get the name of the deputy fire chief, please?
Matthew Carrera.
Could you
Spell it,
spell
Matt. Spell it, Matt.
Perreira.
Perr?
Eira.
Deputy fire chief. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bruce. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And in order to keep things moving along, let's see, we'll go back to the rec department. The tax department. Welcome, Lori.
My budget is pretty quiet this year. I, other than salary, I haven't requested any increases. I think I can manage this year without. Is there any questions for the amounts or what they're for or anything like that?
Curious about the jump from 25 to 26. So this would have been last year, not this year's particular, but the jump in printing and binding,
Right.
and where why that went from 8 to 12.
Right. I last year I planned on a second billing, just in case, and thank God I did because we did need to do that billing. So this year, same thing. This
Oh,
should
okay.
be plenty if we don't.
Is there any other questions?
Be straightforward.
Bryce, David, Gwen, yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Seth.
Appreciate
thank
your
you. Have a good night.
Appreciate no. your time.
You too. Thanks.
Good Lori.
Thank you,
and Alan.
Sorry, this is a recording clerk. Can I get Lori's last name, please?
Bushnell. Bushnell. It's good to hear it.
All right. I don't think we need to adjourn, do we?
No, this was real.
Yeah.
Okay. This if I've been waiting that ends tonight's
so I was paying for running the other morning when you came back to your house.